If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Let's play two.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are on their way. Hey, hey, way back, it might be, it could be, it is. Holy cow,
the fly, he scores. Cubs win, Cubs win, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
Welcome to the Cubs Talk Podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer, and we have two multimedia giants on the pod today. In one corner from the Tribune and 670 The Score, he is David Haw. And in the other corner, wearing the Cubby Blue trunks from ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago, he is the cap man, David Kaplan. All right, guys, here's my first question. Okay. Hendricks, Bryant, Almora, Schwarber. Which Cub, if any, are you most concerned about out of that group less than a month into the season?
I would say out of that group, the easy answer is Chris Bryant. But I'm not worried about Chris Bryant long term as much as I am Kyle Schwarber. He's the guy of those four that I would fear the most about not coming through in a way that you need him to come through in 2019.
Kyle Schwarber is becoming a replacement level player.
Yeah.
And that is terrifying. I believe Chris will bounce back and be okay because they're insistent that he's healthy. I believe Kyle Hendricks, like field pitchers, he's not a power pitcher. Field guys take some time. Right. Almora is what Almora is. Excellent defender, average hitter. I'm terrified Kyle Schwarber is a replacement level player.
Your expectations for Almora weren't as high as the other three. So you can get by with him not being as being great. He doesn't have to be great. He has to be great defensively, but he doesn't have to be great at the plate. Hendricks, you have sort of seen this before. You know, he has slow starts, and he overcomes them, and he's consistent. I trust Bryant, too. But Schwarber is, that's a good way to put it, Cap. I think he is becoming more replacement player than franchise player.
Now, he did look good at the very beginning of the season, though. He was taking the ball the other way. You would see him going opposite field, and we thought, oh, it's that old college stance, and maybe it's going to work. But or are we just over-evaluating a couple weeks either way?
He looked kind of lost at times.
He looks overmatched. And what concerned me was the eighth inning, they're down 6-2 on Saturday. Bases are loaded. You got Chris Bryant on the bench, day off, God bless him. You bring in Mark Zagunas.
Okay, well, that was my next question. Do you have a problem with that move, even though it worked?
I do.
You go first, because I will disagree with
you. I do. And what bothered me even more was in the ninth inning, it's second and third, Wilson Contreras with an awful, awful at-bat. Okay, Wilson's having a good year. I had no issues there. You let Kyle Schwarber, who struck out at one point last week, 8 of 9 at-bats, bat over Chris Bryant?
Matchup, though, right? He was playing the percentage.
Oh, I'm right-hand, so tired of
right-hander
lefty,
on the mound. It was right-hander on the mound.
Nonsense.
You've got to let Schwarber hit in that situation. As for Bryant, look, Cap, if you're going to buy in, and you've been pretty good so far about this, the whole big picture view of the season, the long view, the don't overreact. Even though you want a quick start, you've got to keep everything in mind. Joe Maddon is trying to manage this team a little differently. Part of that involves making your lineup ahead of time before the series. If this was indeed a structured, regular, planned day off for Chris Bryant, I have no problem with him honoring that. When it's the sixth inning of a ball game at home, when you have a right-handed hitter, let Chris Bryant have the day off. Let him get a mental break, especially when he's struggling. So I didn't have as huge, big of a problem with that decision as you did, because I think that he was trying to just give him a break.
But we have been told that every game counts and that this is as important as baseball in October early on in the season. So that urgency that we talked about all offseason, would you rather have Zagunis at one point batting, or would you rather have Brian up there who's struggling? Now, it worked out.
It worked out.
The bat worked out perfectly for the way the Cubs, but that doesn't mean it was always necessarily the right choice.
You've got to develop the entire roster. Every spot in that roster is a guy that you have to count on at some point or another during the season. I think Theo Epstein, in retrospect, will get to the All-Star break if he doesn't already, and I think he does already, and regret saying that. The October starts in March, and the urgency
thing. Let me just tell you this. In my opinion, I might be wrong. If the Cleveland Indians were down 6-2 in the eighth with the bases loaded and Lindor wasn't playing, I guarantee you he's pinch hitting. If Mike Trout or Albert Pujols were on the bench for Anaheim, they're hitting. If Paul Goldschmidt had the day off for the Cardinals, they're hitting. Our guy stayed anchored to the bench.
Yeah, do you think so? Even though if they were scuffling and they were given the day off, do you think that they would come in? That seems like almost
to let a 192 hitting Kyle Schwarber. That's what he's hitting now. 192.
If you would have pinch hit for Schwarber in that situation, you do risk harming his confidence.
Boo frickin' who? I'm trying to win baseball games.
He's not a guy that you want to, you know, you want him to go up to the plate thinking that he's Kyle Schwarber.
So is he worse off now with his confidence because he made it out?
He is now because he's frustrated and he didn't have anywhere to channel that frustration.
No, he was like
Javi Baez got in the way.
Who would you, let's say, Schwarber, I was thinking, man, I wouldn't want to try and stop him going down that line. Since Z, is he now the most difficult guy to slow down if you're trying to get between him and another?
Probably.
I don't know, man. I mean,
Big Z was crazy. Z had that when he went crazy, he went full on crazy. I don't see that in Schwarber.
I don't know that I would want any part of Wilson Contreras if he was going.
Yeah. Like Jason Hayward.
If he became unglued.
Dude.
Jason Hayward would get to the passer. Like, you know, I think the two best pass rushers in Chicago are Khalil Mack and Jason Hayward.
He's got those long arms, his big, strong upper body.
He would give Leonard Floyd a run for his money.
No Carlos question. Zambrano and Derek Lee, that would have been a battle in the White Sox dugout if it ever happened. Remember that they got into it on the south side? I thought, well, if there's one guy that could slow down Z, D. Lee was a pretty big guy, too.
That was really unfortunate, Luke.
How does Steve Stone go out and working baseball instead of talking
about
it. Did
you watch the game? Watch the game.
Speaking of Dragons, Game of Thrones was on last night. Anyways, I think we might be overvaluing the struggles of Schwarber, because on the flip side, do you believe that Jason Hayward can continue this the rest of the season? Are people overvaluing that early in the season?
Probably. It's
probably
14 games.
14 games, we're going to over-exaggerate everything to a point, because you're looking for answers for a team that is underachieving. So you're going to exaggerate the meaning of poor starts and overstate the significance of fast starts. Jason Hayward, you can only hope, is going to continue this because of the mechanical shifts and adjustments that he made, and because he just has this God-given ability that you wish that everybody had. If you are a Major League Baseball player and you see Jason Hayward, you're like, I want to look like that one day.
Right.
And the fact that he can't
hit
consistently.
It's like Julius Peppers.
It is like Julius Peppers. Yeah.
He's fit. Strikeout rate of 8% right now. That's second in baseball. He's top five in batting average in the National League. Did you see it coming? For the whole season, if this is how he's going to play, who saw it coming?
So I've got a video on my phone from when I was in Milwaukee last Saturday when they played. And he's in the batter's box. And we looked at his hands, and I videoed his hands. I said to DeJesus, okay, you got to break this swing down. He's totally changed his approach. He's like, show it to me. He's like, oh, my God. And so he came in here, and on the big smart board, watch where his hands were in 2016 when they're here, then up, then back. Now his hands are here. Boom. Totally different hitter.
I saw that.
Anthony,
you guys did that.
Iaposi gets some credit here.
Well, okay. But why? Okay.
Wait, hitting coach gets some credit? Well, how much credit are you getting on this, Cap?
I'm not getting any.
Oh, I'm just making sure. I thought you suggested it to Hayward.
Gets some, and the
Got
hitting
it.
Coach
Okay.
Gets
we're blaming
we're
Cap
good.
For Kyle Hendricks. Okay. we're not doing anything with Hayward. If it's that simple, that it just hand placement, and the way you guys broke it down is a good way to do it, but it's so subtle. Why didn't he do it sooner, though? Why did he not realize this?
It's coaching. It's just being able to get the message from somebody in a different way.
So So if you're giving Anthony Iaposi credit for Jason Hayward, are you blaming Tommy Hotovy for the bullpen and or Kyle Hendricks?
No, because I don't know if Tommy has been given much to work with.
That's probably true.
For the bullpen? Although they've been spectacular.
They have not been spectacular.
They had 15
innings.
Seven guys the other day.
They had 15 innings straight.
No, they had
whatever.
17 and two-thirds.
Well, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. They had a good stretch.
Luke, that they didn't. They walked seven against.
Trying to keep this a positive podcast.
Seven against Anaheim.
Yeah.
They had a real good stretch. They had a real good stretch.
Without Mike Trout in the lineup.
Cubs and Marlins start.
Or Upton.
No, that's true.
Or Upton.
Cubs or Ohtani.
Or Ohtani.
Well, they'll get that opportunity still. Cubs and Marlins this week. Think of all the guys that Jeter dumped from Miami. I was trying to come up with the list. Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna, Realmuto, D. Gordon. Will Jeter be the
next?
Will he be the next star athlete to be a failed GM slash
coach
in a sport?
Are you going Magic Johnson? That's interesting.
Michael Jordan.
I mean, John Elway
won a Super Bowl, but it's not looking real good right now.
This is a better question.
Larry Bird didn't do a great job with the Pacers.
How old will Anthony Rizzo be when he goes to play in South Florida for his boyhood idol, Derek Jeter? Because he told Cap on his radio show last week that he idolized Derek Jeter. And his contract's up, what, 2021?
After the 21
season.
So,
on opening day 2022, will Anthony Rizzo be wearing a Florida Marlin jersey if Derek Jeter's still be in charge there?
I could see that being the other team that he would go to.
See? Cap, you said you dismissed it. I got another guy.
I could see him going home. You guys want to go home? That's close.
Will the Cubs window still
warm
be
weather?
Open?
How about this? The end of the 21 season... Jed's contract's up.
Yep.
McLeod's contract's up.
Right.
Theo's contract's up. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea who the manager will be at that time. Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber, Contreras, Russell, Baez.
That's why we say the windows now, because
let me say this though. That's wildly optimistic to think it might take till 2021 before it closes. Because if it doesn't happen this year and they are an 82 win team the way Pecota says or whatever Pecota says.
79,
oh my goodness, it comes slamming shut. And those contracts that you mentioned might not still be in play by 2021.
Well, Theo had said right at the very beginning, didn't he? 10 years is about as long as he wants to stay somewhere. Wasn't that what he said about?
He said that
time for a change every 10 years.
He's gotten from people, and Bill Walsh started it. 10 years is enough in one place. The people, the employees need a new message, and the executive needs a new challenge.
It'll be 8 in October. 8 years, Theo will be here in October. Came in October 2011.
It's hard to believe it's been 8 years already.
Yeah, crazy.
That time flies. I assume you guys were watching Tiger yesterday like I was. Everybody, the whole country was watching.
Amazing.
Terrific finish. Great theater. Great television. Tiger wins the Masters. It's his 15th. It's the comeback. It's the back fusions. It's everything. Is it a bigger sports story nationally than the Cubs winning the World Series?
I wonder
Series?
How you're going to get the Cubs in there.
Yeah. Is it a bigger – I was wondering. I was
no,
like trying to think
not.
What it compares
no,
to. The Cubs are still a bigger story, right?
I don't think that it is. I think they're very similar. But I think that what you saw with Tiger Woods, you know, when he was walking up 18, it was a sentimental journey for everybody. And it was a great comeback. And it represented nostalgia, redemption, all those things. But you have seen him win before. On that stage, at that course, in that moment. You'd never seen, anybody alive really, had never seen the Cubs do what they did in 2016. And to me, if you're looking for really a subtle distinction to make, that would be it. Because we have never seen what we saw in Cleveland in Game 7. Whereas Tiger Woods yesterday, we have seen him celebrate at Augusta before.
Just look at the ratings. The ratings were great for golf.
Right.
Cubs were 8 times that number.
Well, that's why I was going to say, I don't know if it's so much about Tiger versus the Cubs. It's more about golf versus baseball. Right. It's a very privileged sport, and people watch it on TV. But I don't know if the whole country's watching golf on TV, where I think baseball is a little more diverse and sprays to the field.
Now, I will tell you, having gotten to attend it last year, have you been to the Masters?
Nope.
Have you been to the Masters?
No.
It's the single coolest thing I've ever gone to in sports. It's not close.
How did you last 5 hours without your cell phone? on the course.
It's called discipline.
Okay.
But wait a minute. You're taking that over Game 7 of the World Series?
I'm talking about just as
that. What you said, single greatest sporting event you've ever been to.
No, coolest
on the record, you said that.
And it was cooler than Game 7 of the World Series.
If you said it was the Cardinals and the Mariners, yes. The one exception would be because it was my team.
The Cubs, yeah.
It was in my heart.
So you would still take the Cubs Game 7 World Series?
Yes. You got to love golf to say that, Cap.
But if you left my teams out of it, I'm just telling you, there is go, and you'll be like, okay, I get it.
You got to love golf to say that. I respect golf. I don't love it enough to say that I'm dying to go to Augusta. I have had opportunities to go there to cover it, and
have missed out. And you should go as
maybe
a fan, though.
I should probably do that at some point.
I'd say venues. It's one, like, I still have never been to Fenway. I want to see Fenway Park.
Fenway's cool.
I'd like to see Augusta National. I don't know what else would be on the list for sporting events. Oh, the other one I would say is Wimbledon. I think Wimbledon would be really cool. A Sunday at Wimbledon would be unbelievable.
Been to Wimbledon. It's a cool
I've never
venue.
Been to that.
Yeah. It's neat. I mean, I would definitely recommend that. I don't know that there are other ones that stand out to me that I haven't been to.
Like, to me, to go to the Open Championship at St. Andrews.
Yeah, Carnoustie, something like that.
Insane.
St. Andrews is a cool course.
The weather looks miserable, though. It looks like it was here yesterday.
It's always miserable. People are used to it, though.
Snowing and windy
Scotland,
and rainy.
The weather is miserable and the people are jolly.
Were you bummed out Mike Trout didn't play against the Cubs? They'll have one more shot now. June 3rd is the makeup game. I mean, he's the best player in baseball.
Why would you be bummed?
Because I want to see the best, just like Tiger.
Too. I wanted to see him.
Even if he ends up beating the Cubs in a game and you're rooting for the Cubs, I still want to see.
If you're rooting for the Cubs, though, you don't want to see Mike Trout in the lineup. Do you?
Yeah, and if the Yankees were in town, I'd want to see Babe Ruth if it was possible. You know what I mean? Even though it's likely that he's going to do damage against my team, I still want to see the best player in all of baseball. And he's definitely that. No?
Oh, there's no doubt he's the best player in baseball. I think that if you're rooting for the Cubs, I think you'd want them to win. And
at all costs.
Chances of winning are increased if the best player in baseball watching.
I'd rather have watched him at Wrigley.
I'd rather say I watched the Cubs play Mike Trout and lose than the Cubs beat a team of high school kids.
Agreed.
I think Rob Manfred was wondering why he wasn't playing.
He's going to have to look into that, right?
Yeah. Not doing enough.
I want to market him.
Well, thanks for joining me on the podcast, guys. I would like to start getting Cap to get us tickets for the Masters next year.
I know. I mean,
so we don't have any time to
suggest that I go. Yeah. You need to do it.
Well,
supplement the Masters fund.
Doesn't the MyPillow guy have tickets to the Masters? A member, maybe?
Mike Lindell?
Yeah.
Have to work on that.
Yeah, might look into that.
Is he a Master?
Who was it that we just saw in an interview said, if you can get me tickets to the Masters, was it the National Championship?
It was Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett's like to Jim Nantz. By the way, I'd love to play Augusta National if you can. That was seconds after winning a national championship.
Right. And it was really cool because Matt Nagy went down this past weekend with his son, and Teddy Greenstein caught up with him on the course, and he said, I got to tell you, this might be the coolest place I've ever been.
Shouldn't he be watching film? Shouldn't Nagy be watching film?
Game tape.
He's good. All good.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. Your home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their special Cubs page at www.wintrust.com/Cubs.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.